David Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
Tell us a little bit about the program, because the coach that you brought in, Jared, came and he was on the show with us. He used to be down at Illinois Wesleyan as the offensive coordinator. He took over before the program had even started, and he's built it from the ground up. How are things going building a football program?
Building a football program with Jared has been great. He came from Illinois Wesleyan, as you mentioned, and he really started with nothing. He started that program from the ground up, recruiting approximately 80 students his first year, and now we have about 120 football athletes, both varsity and JV. He interviewed and brought on his entire staff, some graduate assistant staff that also help him, but he's done a wonderful job. Their first 2 years they played independent, and last year actually Jared was named the 2012 Independent NAI Football Coach of the Year in his second year with us, and now this year is our first year in the Mid-States Football Association Conference. So this is our first year of a conference schedule, but all 3 years he jumped right into building a varsity program.
All right, now you guys also have a kid, I think Deshaun Weaver had 176 yards receiving. Lamont, is it Wilms, had 208 yards and three touchdowns in the game. So he's been able to attract some quality athletes right away.
Very much so. And I think once he attracted some of those good quality athletes year one, they just build on each other. And sometimes your students help become, you know, your best recruiters. They came to Robert Morris, had a great experience on the field, getting a great education in the classroom, and, you know, passed along to their friends. You know, we're able to get into recruiting some students from, you know, both in the area and out of area that are interested in coming to the city to earn their education, and then, of course, have the opportunity to play football.
You guys also have one of the most successful basketball programs at any level in the country under Al Brewer. You got two guys that were picked all league at the start, but you guys have gone to, it's like Michigan State. Every Final Four seems to have Robert Morris in it. How have you been able to have so much success in basketball?
You know, when athletics was founded back in 1995, basketball was actually one of the first sports that the university brought on board. So it has the most tenure here and successful right out of the gates. You know, the coaches have had the opportunity to recruit some really great athletes, and Chicago in itself is a wonderful location for basketball talent. So a lot of local recruitment by the coaches, and just a lot of hard work on their part. And, you know, year to year, you have success 1 year, you just want to do nothing but have more the following. So really, basketball has been one of our mainstays since the beginning of athletics at RMU. And they have had great success at the NAI level.
We're talking to Megan Smith, the athletic director at Robert Morris University. I'm looking at the basketball history timeline. National tournament 2000, Final Four 2002, national runner-up 2002, Sweet 16 04, Final Four 2005, Final Four 2006, Final Four 2007, Elite Eight 2008, Final Four 2009, Final Four 2010, Elite Eight 2011, and you made the tournament but not the Elite Eight in 2012. And you've won 16 consecutive winning. He had 16 consecutive winning seasons. That is just ridiculous success. There are kids in the area who are listening going, man, I want to play college sports. How do they get involved at Robert Morris? How do they let the coaches know about them?
You know, all of our schedules, all of our rosters, all of our coaching contact, all of our game scores and schedules are on our website at www.rmueagles.com. All of our coaches are can be found at our Chicago location at 401 South State Street. And actually, aside from basketball and football, we actually have one of the biggest athletic departments in the state of Illinois. We have 55 teams, 1,200 students. You know, and you talk a lot about the basketball success and championships, but we have experience and opportunities to participate at every level in many sports, whether it be varsity, club level, JV, and even performing arts groups. As you heard our marching band on the way in with our fight song here today.
Yeah, you've got men's sports, baseball, basketball, bowling, cross country, football, golf, hockey, lacrosse, soccer, track and field, and volleyball. And in women's, basketball, bowling, cheerleading, cross country, dance, field hockey, golf, ice hockey, lacrosse, soccer, softball, swimming, diving, tennis, track and field, and volleyball. You know, there are people that hear this and they go, I had no idea.
Right.
Well, again, people could come out and see your games. You play your football games in Arlington Heights?
Correct. At the Morris Field in Arlington Heights. It's 2123 Gobert Road. And right next door in our RMU Convocation Center, which was just newly renovated this year, both of our men's and women's basketball teams and men's and women's volleyball teams play inside the Convocation Center. And outside at Morris Field, in addition to football, is our men's and women's soccer programs, men's and women's lacrosse, and women's field hockey. So, you know, all of our sports call that home there in Arlington Heights.
All right, two more home games, November 9, November 16, and you just beat Taylor University 42-37 in homecoming. You guys are 5-3. Will you please tell Jared Williamson I said hello? And, of course, I'm a huge Mike Vile, your president, and Ron Arnold fan in your administration. So anything you guys need, we're big fans.
Very good. Thank you for having us on this evening.
You bet. Good luck to you, Megan.
Great. Thank you very much.
See ya.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.